devastated. You couldn't put any more into that, could you?
I'd probably sit here and said the same things the last few games. Disappointed, obviously, the first goal's another kick in the teeth because it's not a penalty and you end up being 1-0 down, which puts you in a difficult situation, you know, with the way results have gone. Not performance, but the results, it means test your character, and I thought we showed a lot of character. Wasn't quite smooth the first half, but I thought we deserved to get back in, good value to get back in at 1-1. Second half, I thought we played some really good flowing football, and I don't think, you know, scoring 3 or 4 goals would have been unrealistic, really. Kicking the teeth, obviously, that they can see, but you, the way, you know, to manage the game out, you've kind of lost some options off the bench in the midfield area, really, that you're just looking to, I think we could manage the game better at 2-1, you know, to see it out, not only for a 2-1 win, but I think the way Yannick was playing, you keep getting the ball, every time you got it, it looked like something was going to happen, so you've got to recognise things like that in a game and keep getting into as much as you can. In saying that, when he did, I thought we created chances and would have been good value for 3 or 4 goals.
Midway through the second half, you probably wouldn't have even set up for a point, would you? It's kind of...
No, but it's like a boxing match, isn't it? You know, at 2-1, you've got to then put them to the sword. You've got to be ruthless. There's loads of good opportunities. There's loads of good efforts going across the face. But at 3-1, then the game's dead, isn't it? You know, at 2-1, you're almost vulnerable for... You know, it's a poor goal to concede again, you know. But if you're looking at basic individual errors, you know, it's a poor header back in, you're not great for the second balls. But then Andy Kellett's not played for 4 months, you know, and early at this level, so he's done great to play 2 games in a short period of time, really.
You hinted before, but the penalty, you obviously didn't think it was. None of your team thought it was.
The fourth official told us straight after the game, straight at the time, oh, it's a free kick from the first incident, which was well outside the box and nowhere near the box. He actually said that was his words, it's a free kick. He's pulling it back to the first incident, not the tackle. I mean, it was a straightforward tackle, or it looked like the way for me.
When things like that happen, you must think this is the way the luck's going at the moment, I guess.
You do, but you can't feel sorry for yourself either, can you? You know, it's... That's why I think the players out there showed a lot of character, the way they managed the first half to get back into it. Certainly after the second half, I thought there was some good football. You know, cruel, the goal, and even the goal in the last minute again, in off the inside of the post, it's a hard thing to take, but you dust yourself down and go again. You know, frustrating that, you know, maybe didn't have, with the couple of injuries that we've got, enough options just to see and manage the game out better than we did, really.
David Perkins looked bad when he went off.
Yeah, I mean, it's heavy ground, isn't it? We've got a few older lads who've absolutely worked the socks off, you know, so they've picked some little niggles up through really giving everything that they've got.
Do you hope you've got him off in time, or do you think it's lasting damage?
I don't know, really. You can't assess that till later in the week.
As you said, you created quite a few chances. You must be quite pleased with that, given the fact that you've got so many games coming up in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
You would, but you're sitting here talking to you lot, and we keep saying, oh, the performance is all right. Almost at the minute, you'd take a fluky 1-0 win, really. The bit that not frustrates me, that kind of worries me today, when we open it up a little bit more, we look more vulnerable. We haven't looked like conceding goals. You know, today, obviously, we've conceded 3, and late on, there's got to be a method all the way through the game with them now at the ball. You know, and when it comes to those boxing match of to and fro, we've got to make sure that we don't lose, as well as, you know, trying to win the game. We've got to still be busting our gut to get back, as well as getting forward. And we're kind of camped out in there and then vulnerable for counters and, you know, have paid the price twice.